Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January the 4th. Joining us this morning, the newly unemployed ex-former supervisor for Humboldt County, Mark Lovelace. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
See, now you're becoming a political pundit rather than a political target.
Now I'm just a has-been.
Yeah. Our quote this morning comes from George Carlton. Carlin. Where did Carlton come from? Oh, I'm doing some research on cigarettes, some history of jingles and stuff. Sorry. George Carlin, quote, "Just when I discovered the meaning of life, they changed it." Yeah, no kidding. So, you look in the rearview mirror. What does the last 8 years look like for you?
That's a tough question, because there's so much involved in it. You know, do I want to look at the issues I was involved in, the places that I feel like I was able to make some progress and contribute to moving the ball forward? Do I want to look at the things where I was frustrated at not being able to achieve the outcomes I was working on? There's so many different ways to look at that question.
Okay, then let's do it simply then.
Okay.
One word, answers. People you worked with over 8 years, mm-hmm. It's staff. One word, general impression.
Staff, awesome.
State officials.
Our current state officials, well, all of them, I'd say that we've been, this is not one word, obviously.
But yeah, I know, it's a lot of hyphens on this one.
We've been really fortunate to have some awesome representatives at the state and federal level.
The regulators.
Mixed bag, and depends on what you're looking for, where you're coming from on it, obviously.
The community of the district.
Community of the district, solid, supportive. It's a great district to represent.
Your job performance?
Mixed. There's clearly a mix of things that I feel like I was able to be very effective on. And then things where either I just was not able to move the ball working with my colleagues or whomever else I'm, working, with or against on an issue.
Biggest regret?
I think the biggest regret for me would be not recognizing the change to my board in terms of the people, in terms of, how they function as people, and focusing too much on the perceived left-right shift.
Biggest accomplishment?
That's a really hard one to say, because, as I've been doing a number of outgoing interviews, one thing that, I've said repeatedly is that it's really hard for anyone in this kind of position to say that you got anything done by yourself, because you can't. It takes, other members of the board, it takes staff, it takes having the community behind you. So it's really hard to lay claim to something and say, I did this.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace, outgone supervisor. What about the relations? Certainly you were, what is the line, and I forget who did it, but I remember it was a composition line in 10th grade with Mrs. Connors. No man is an island. Okay. Probably pulled a solid B on that one. So if we take that and apply it here, trying to accomplish things with various departments, some elected, some appointed, how'd that go?
Again, working with the departments was always really good. We've got a really dedicated staff. We've got some really great department heads, and we've had them, have many, over the years. Obviously, in the 8 years that I've been on the board, we've seen changes with a number of our department heads and other staff. But we've been really fortunate, and they're, really, really dedicated. Of course, 2,000 employees, there's a couple problems here and there. But they're overall so dedicated to the job and really believe in the mission of trying to make Humboldt County a better place. The hard part that I've perceived over the years is that we have all these staff who are, by and large professionals at what they do. They're doing something because they studied it, got a degree in it, all that. And so they're technicians at whatever they do. They work in the technical realm, information-based, data-based, as they move things forward. The Board of Supervisors, we are informed by the public, which is all values-based. And so we speak different languages at times. And that was, I think, one of the biggest shifts that I saw over time with my board is the board at the time that I came onto it with Jimmy and Bonnie and Jill, and Cliff. We had a much more policy-oriented board, more technical board, that spoke the language of staff. And for some of them, that had been something that developed over time that they learned from being in the role.
A lot of them were.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that was not jargon to them.
Yeah,
that was just nomenclature.
Yeah. And for the most part, and I don't want to categorize all of my four current colleagues in one group or whatever, but I think that there has been, I perceived a shift to being much more driven by the narrative and the values that they hear from in the community. And those are just, they're two different languages. It doesn't mean one's right or one's wrong. It's just two different ways to approach something. And so, it's sometimes I think what you need is a translator, and that's usually what the department heads end up being.
That's what I was going to ask, the communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
During the 8 years, has communications improved? Or particularly with the backdrop that you just allowed,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different. Okay, so you say a widget. Now, for some of us, you're going to have to not only spell it, but explain it. And others, you get a head nod and you move on. Communication at the upper reaches of county government, better? Worse than what they were?
It's been a shift. And in the past, we had certain department heads that had really good relationships with certain supervisors. Now we have certain other department heads that have really good relationships with certain other supervisors. Or, it varies. And, the flip side of both of that. Ones where, department head and a supervisor that just butt heads and can't seem to get along. And that's always going to be the case. And, of course, there's a tendency for any board to take ownership of the department heads that they have hired and appointed. And so you come in, you come into the job, especially when you've got, like, with Kirk Girard, there'd been such a narrative fed to so many people about what a terrible, horrible, person with his own nefarious agenda he was. And that was that narrative proved to be impossible to break. As I've been going, you know, cleaning out my office, going through things, and all of the general plan documents, and stopping and going back through them and realizing here's everything that was community driven, all of the public comments from, you know, all these years of process of the community that all, you know, led to exactly the product that the staff brought forward. Everything that Kirk brought forward was directed by the Board of Supervisors based upon public input. And yet the narrative, you know, was out there that just said otherwise. And no matter how many folders, you know, binders full of this kind of stuff, it doesn't matter if no one's going to go back and read it. So, you know, when you've got people who come in, you know, and the day they get sworn in, think, you know, history begins that day, and they don't look backwards to see how did we get here, then the past doesn't matter. And the reality of the past doesn't matter if you're just being fed a narrative, rather than looking to see that there's actual information and data there that can tell you what the truth is on this.
When you mentioned Jimmy, long-term, Cliff, local.
Yeah.
Bonnie, local. Joe, long-term. Mm-hmm. Versus folks you have now, Rex, local. Stale, long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, local. Ryan, local. Easier to work with locals?
Mike's a local. Mike's born and raised.
Yeah, but you're not working with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's backfill. Yeah. Do you sense that it's easier to work with locals rather than...
Define local, you know? I mean, how long does someone have to be here to be...
Elementary school here.
I think it actually can be a real problem when you have that history because, you know, you have more of a tendency to base truth and whose narrative you're going to listen to on the length of relationships with people rather than, you know, actual factual information in front of you.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace. Talk Shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting. Mark, time management skills. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and this is outside looking in, but maybe four decades counts for something on this mm-hmm. one. What I see is one of the more challenging things is not the educational curve going in.
Mm-hmm.
It's time management. You know, all of a sudden now you're on 15 zillion committees. You're making trips to here and to there and CSAC and to the state and this group and that group. And then you got your locals, you know, you still want to go to mm-hmm. some of the PTA meetings and some of that kind of stuff in the home district to make sure everything's okay. And do they teach, put together whatever time management skills so this 8 years, in your case, isn't, okay, now you get to reacquaint yourself with your wife and the kid? But it's a normal 8 years so that you don't burn out, you don't go off the deep end, and some of those things that I would think could be a tendency.
I think everyone that is elected supervisor fills the role in their own unique way. And they, you know, there's people who throw themselves fully into it to the exclusion of the rest of their life. And there's people who... kind of skim through doing, you know, the minimum necessary amount of work or something like that. And there's everything in between. And I'm not just, you know, saying here local. I mean, just across the state, experience has been. I think one of the biggest problems is figuring out not how much time to put into the job, but how to best prioritize it, because there's this reality that the people that you're going to hear from the most are the people who are unhappy with you, or unhappy with the direction of things, or you know, that, something of that sort. And you're going to hear probably you're probably going to deal with less than 1% of your constituency more than 90% of the time. You know, that they're going
one
to
one or 200 people that
are
make up the bulk.
Yeah, a handful of people that you know are they're individuals, and you know, of course, everyone likes to believe that their own position is shared by everybody else, or you know, is by the public at large. But you know, one person in my district that you know I realized at one point I had had more communications with this person in a 2-month period than I'd had with any of our staff or any of my colleagues or anybody else, and it was going nowhere, and it can it can really take up a lot of time. While you want to treat everyone with the respect of listening to them and all that, you also have to recognize that if you're putting that much time into someone who you just don't think you're going to be able to get there, and don't be able to neither one of you is going to change the other's opinion, that's taking you away from being able to do other work and getting other things done, because the reality is you can the amount of work that's out there far exceeds the time available. So you got to pick and choose.
So if time management is something that's a bit of a challenge, you mentioned workload mm-hmm. or priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the supervisorial priorities, the job? Is it the county priorities as a representative, or personal priorities? What you got in there to do, what you see as the biggest challenge, the biggest opportunity, the biggest thing to take care of. So you got three different silos. How do you successfully integrate all three so that one isn't overwhelming the other two, but that there is the opportunity to take care of each of those areas of responsibility?
And again, I think anyone in this job is going to balance those different priorities in different ways. Hopefully, even though a lot of people come into the job, they're elected because not because of where they stand on a particular issue, because they may not have been engaged in issues, but because people can identify with them. They think, oh, he looks like me, talks like me, I think he has my same values, and so I trust him or her to act in my best interest on things, even though they've there hasn't been any discussion about specific issues. And so a lot of people come into the job based on, I was elected to be me, to bring my interests to the fore and my positions, values, whatever. And that can be a really dangerous place to act from, because, it assumes that you're always right. And it assumes that, the position that you hold is always shared by the majority of the public. What I think the hardest thing to do is to recognize that when you're elected by a minority of the people in your district. You get a majority of the vote, but the voter turnout is usually not what it could be or should be.
Well, and you got population, then you got registration, then you got
exactly.
turnout, then you got
and so
your
if
side,
you've got
yeah.
7,000 votes and 27,000 people in your district, that's...
Don't get too cocky.
Yeah. and plus, if there's another, 3,000 to 6,000 or, whatever the number is that didn't vote for you, that you need to represent everybody, and you also need to represent the whole county. So recognize that, if 7,000 out of 135,000 people voted for you, that's not a huge base. And you shouldn't assume to represent everybody. You gotta make a point to actually listen to people on the other side and try to figure out how do you do that. And if the best place to land is not just the furthest I can take my, you know, my supporters towards their, you know, preferred outcome, but rather what's the furthest I can go with the largest group of support. And so if I can reach across and say, you know, instead of trying to get way over here, this, you know, really progressive outcome that I'm really going to shoot for, that could be divisive because it's going to leave a lot of other people behind.
Dust, right?
Yeah, who are going to say, wait, this is, you know, going much further than I'm comfortable with. Yeah, you know, there's a reason that moderation is a good thing.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Mark Lovelace.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop. Final time with Mr. Lovelace. Mark, I got one quick question, then you can say whatever you'd like. Do you see the role of a supervisor as a representative of the district of the county or as a leader of the district and of the county?
I think it needs to be both.
Can it?
Yeah. You need to represent the people, but not just do what the people tell you to do, because the people aren't going to tell you one single thing. You know, they're not going to be in agreement on that. So you want to represent the greatest portion of the community. And part of that is that you want to be able to lead the community in being more unified. And so, you know, back to what I was saying about if you just want to, you know, try to really be really strident and, you know, work for, you know, the most aggressive agenda you can, you're probably going to leave a lot of people behind. And that's what I think leads to a lot of the pendulum swings that you see in elections, you know, here locally, around the country, obviously. I think we've got a pretty good example of that. One of the biggest problems is that you have people who are invested in that. You have people either inside or outside of politics who are invested in the game, who are invested in division, and who want to work everything as politics all the time. Politics is the BS you have to go through to get into the job. And once you're in the job, you know, it should be all about policy. It should be about the best policy to provide the best outcomes for the most people. But when you've got people who are invested in keeping our community divided, it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't help us, you know, move forward. And, you know, when you see huge pendulum swings like, you know, happened with the general plan update, that sucked up massive amounts of time and for nothing, you know, the end result is going to be, something, you know, that probably wouldn't have been worth a year's effort, much less 17. And so it becomes a huge waste.
17 years, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be one thing to spend 17 years developing something that was really, you know, a real landmark kind of document and really, you know, strong vision of where we want the county, you know, what we want the county to look like in the future and a strong, clear path of how to get there. But this general plan is neither. It really, you know, it's, I just think it got, you know, it lost its vision, trying to be everything to everybody. And as our former planning director said at one point, as we were discussing one area policy, if you incentivize everything, you incentivize nothing.
Yeah, it's true with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. Thanks for 8 years.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun coming by here for what we said, maybe 100 shows all that time.
Yeah, plus or minus.
Yeah.
So I almost got to know you.
Almost. I didn't remain an enigma.
No. Broke out the stereotype. See everybody tomorrow.